And finally tonight, on the campaign trail, the policies and campaign promises of President Barack Obama are being challenged not only by the Romney campaign, but by some on the left, including a number of black academics. Commentator Playthell Benjamin sounds off.
I have argued for some time now that as we approach the outer limits of the right and left of the American political spectrum, the more they begin to resemble each other in their conclusions. One need only look at the present political debate around President Obama to gauge the veracity of my claim. Consider, for instance, the following statement. Quote, Bill Clinton continued the farce in his nominating speech for Barack Obama. More than farce, it's cynicism. Cover up. The Dems are performing a fake populism and a fraudulent claim to protecting the economy, saving the nation from depression, and defense of the working class. This fraud must not only be criticized, it has to be rejected, end of quote. I bet you think this is yet another slander of our president by some right-wing Tea Party fanatic, who are more likely than not white racists. But this passage was actually written by Dr. Anthony Montero, a black professor of sociology at Temple University, and a longtime comrade of mine, who actually considers himself a militant defender of Afro-American interests and the working class in general. Yet if we take the professor seriously, the only conclusions one could reach is not to vote at all in the coming election, or throw away your vote on some meaningless fringe party with no chance of taking power, like many misguided leftists did who voted for Ralph Nader and helped Bush win Florida, or maybe even voting for Romney. If you don't know much about politics, and most people don't, you could easily decide to vote for Romney if you heard a respected professor of sociology say the following about President Obama, and particularly if he was black. Quote, the Democratic Party campaign is, if anything, even more cynical and false than Romney's, because it portrays the Democratic incumbent as a defender of working people against Wall Street interests and the wealthy, when the truth is the direct opposite. Obama spearheaded the destruction of jobs and wages with the auto bailout, and helped launch the war on public education that has accounted for the largest single cut in jobs for the past 3 years, the wiping out of 600,000 jobs and teachers and support workers by state and local governments, end of quote. Leaders in the United Auto Workers and the teachers unions that I queried said the professor's claims are ignorant drivel, and like the Tea Party propaganda and the willful lies of the Romney campaign, they can be easily refuted by a competent critic. Alas, I am up to the task, but the complexity of the subject cannot be tackled in the limits of this commentary. Hence, I have decided to write a trilogy titled The Crisis of the Black Leftist Intellectual, Reflections on the Pitfalls of Ideology. The first installment, an essay of some 5,000 words, was posted today at www.commentariesonthetimes.wordpress.com. Although I'm criticizing a dangerous trend among black intellectuals on the left, which I regard as a tendency towards self-destruction, and thus have labeled them leftist nihilism, I've decided to put a face on this trend by singling out particular individuals who personify the central themes in the leftist attack on President Obama. I disagree with them. I am convinced they represent a clear and present danger to the black community and the working class in general. I therefore regard it as an ancestral imperative to all of those who struggled to bring us thus far to expose them as shallow and dangerous sophists whose arguments cannot withstand rigorous objective criticism. From New York City, this is Playthell Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.